America, wherever you are, left, right, or somewhere in between, we are here for you on America Tonight. Jumping up on this hour, we're going to go to the headers. We'll take a look at some of the headlines across America. In the meantime, we'll talk about Obama's new plans to help the middle class, that group that probably many of you would normally find yourself in, but more and more I think it's true. It's easy to say the middle class is disappearing, especially under the crush of some potential taxes that are being proposed out there, depending on what happens with health care legislation and will there be a war tax that's been suggested in the past, although it's nowhere near to passing, and just in general, taxes being raised overall, no matter what tier you find yourself in, whether it's the bottom 15% or somewhere a little bit above that. We'll talk about what Obama's proposing. Mostly, some of it is the things you could write off in 2011, like more child care costs and perhaps a little bit more of a tax break for some other things, write-offs that you'll be able to extend in 2011, but not in this upcoming tax year. So we'll jump to that. Speaking of taxes, are people starting to get their forms back in the mail? How many people have actually already done their taxes? In fact, I'm wondering, is there anybody listening in this incredibly intelligent audience that has already, they've already completed their taxes? They've already done it. They're off. They've gotten the refund, or they figured out what they have to owe and they've mailed that in. Is anybody done that at this point? 800-259-5791. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-5791. I'm just curious. Just curious to see if anybody's done it. Or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. That'd be pretty early. And you'd have to have the forms back already, your tax forms, to be able to file that. Do you do the TurboTax thing? Do you go to H&R Block? Do you do it yourself, where you sit there with a pencil and a glass of water, and you are going through painstakingly every single line on the taxes? For some reason, and the commercials portray it well. I mean, I give H&R Block credit. People go crazy when they try to figure out what they can write off, and they, for some reason, there's this big fear of screwing up the taxes. If I screw it up, I don't want to get in trouble. Well, you can't get in trouble anyway, because if you can't pay your taxes, you can get on a payment deal, and nobody is going to come and handcuff you, I guess, unless you refuse to pay your taxes, and then you're a tax evader, and they come after you. But that only happens to celebrities like Wesley Snipes, right? None of us. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Please, Tomas, did you already do your taxes?
Can we change the subject?
Did you do your taxes already?
I got letters from the IRS. You know, Jesus must want me to talk about this on the phone. You know? They say I owe them like $40,000.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I called them up. I said, I don't owe you $40,000. So they sent me another letter saying, thank you for calling us and agreeing to pay us $40,000. We'll expect your payment in 5 months. Isn't that crazy?
That's a shocking letter to get, isn't it?
Yeah. Then they sent me another letter saying, you know, oh, man, please. I'm for the flat tax. Any tax just gets rid of the IRS because... Anyway, let's talk about happy things, okay?
Well, wait a second. Let's go back to this. Okay, so you're for a flat tax. You like the idea of having just across the board, no matter what, what bracket, whatever. Forget the whole bracket thing, flat tax.
Well, I'm for getting rid of the IRS. It's become too huge, and the whole thing needs to be simplified.
I agree with that. It needs to be simplified. It's ridiculous. Yes.
And, If you make it a flat tax, then you're talking about placing a lot of faith in motivating people to better themselves. And when you talk like that, it's hard to point at numbers because you're talking about the human spirit. You're talking about desire. you know, and you just see it every day. People that are on welfare, on unemployment, they lose that desire and that burning feeling to move ahead and make themselves better. It's just too easy to just hang around and get that check. And so I may not like the fact that, somebody's making 30 grand has to give $3,000 and somebody's making $30 million has to give $3 million.
Right.
Because the $30 million, he can give $6 million and he's still got, you know, $24 million.
Sure, sure.
But it's important to keep the people motivated, and you don't do that by paying them to do nothing.
I agree with that, and I think that the when the taxes, especially too, it depends on where you live. But for example, if you live in New York, the taxes there, you have a borough tax, you have a city tax, you have a state income tax, you have the federal income tax. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, if you got to really be making a lot of dough to make any money, to make any difference whatsoever. You do. By the time they're just, everybody has their handout, including to get to work, to get over the bridges, it costs you $13.
You know, well, I mean, toll bridges, I don't know about that, but there needs to be an amendment to the Constitution saying an individual can only be taxed a total of certain percentage. Because, like you said, you got the city tax, and you got the county tax, you got the state tax, you got the federal tax, and, you know, pretty soon,
you don't have anything left.
I mean, it's crazy, you know. So they definitely need something that says, you know, an individual can only be taxed a certain amount, and y'all got to work together to make sure he does not get taxed over that amount.
Right, I agree.
But getting back to Team Obama, today they started commenting on Osama bin Laden's message.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No, no, no. That's what you call reflective glory. He didn't have anything to do with it because he said something after the fact. And tell me, how do they expect Osama bin Laden to say something before the fact? I mean, do they expect him to say, oh, we're going to hit you here, and we're going to do this. This guy's going to blow up his underwear on this plane. No. No terrorist is going to tell you what he's going to do before he does it.
Of course not. Yes.
You know, reflective glory. That's a good debate point. But these guys in the White House now, that's all they're good for is talk. So they think a good debate point makes points for them, but not in the real world, Kate. Okay? And, you know, they're just afraid somebody's going to say there was an act of terrorism on Obama's watch. You know what? This is the real world, and you better get real. Everybody knows it was an act of terrorism. He was treated as a criminal, and now, you know, they don't like the fact that, you know, he's a terrorist.
And then what a mistake, too, the treating him as a criminal. He was giving up Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day would-be bomber, was giving up information, and now he's lawyered up and not saying anything. So the flow of information was cut off once that happened. Interesting point. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks, Tomas. In fact, we're going to roll into that. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, had some interesting things to say on that and some other points, like Ben Bernanke, and should he still be the Federal Reserve chairman? I say no, because heads have to roll for what happens. Stay with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Great quote from Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas today. A year after a nearly $800 billion stimulus package was passed, the U.S. economy still finds itself mired in mediocrity. Amen, brother. Is he not dead on right about that? We keep hearing that the economy's turned around, boom, we're out of this recession. But then we have these polls where 3 out of 4 of Americans say most of the stimulus money was wasted. We find out that the existing housing market is down or was way down in December, like 16% down. There are people who find themselves in situations where they can't find jobs. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have or how many nephews, cousins, uncles, people you know who are trying to push your resume forward. There just aren't a lot of jobs out there, and the joblessness or the underemployed numbers are scary in a lot of states. Most of them at least double digits, but when they say 10% nationally, I don't agree with that number. So in the meantime, you also have an embattled Ben Bernanke, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman, who might not get approved. They are scrambling, the Democrats are, to get the 60 votes that's needed for him to continue in that position, which is interesting. I think I said this before in the air. Imagine, if you will, a man whose face is on Time magazine, and the next thing you know, as the person of the year, he doesn't even retain his job. Somebody should have been held accountable for what happened economically. Whether it was Ben Bernanke, which I believe is fair, there's others who would argue against it for what he's done, but I think he hasn't done a great job at all, especially in this last year. But more for me would be the scalp of the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. He was in cahoots from the beginning. Then you put him in that position. What a blunder I believe that was. And, of course, everybody is still talking about Osama bin Laden, the latest audio tape once again released. It just makes my skin crawl every time we hear another audio tape because I think, oop, another day has passed where we haven't caught bin Laden. We really don't know how close we are. Oof, so far away. 8 years ago we were close, but we didn't get him. And, you know. So bin Laden is claiming somewhat credit for the would-be Christmas Day bombing in Detroit. Tomas, you heard him say there at the end, and he's right. The administration is trying to play that off as, you know, the boastfulness and the whatever, and yeah, he can't, sure, he's going to take credit for that. I think there are some scary things afoot, and I hope they don't happen. And this is why more people are finding themselves on the no-fly list for fear that the dam is going to break. And the idea that we can't call terror what it is terror is ridiculous. So John McCain was part of the Sunday, what I call the Sunday swirl, the talking heads across the board. And he was on Face the Nation, and he talked about a couple of different things, including this whole idea of Osama bin Laden and the Christmas Day bomber and whatnot. And here's what he had to say on that.
Well, I think that the events of last week and the way it was handled proved that there were significant errors made, both in anticipating the Christmas bomber and putting together all the information that was obviously there. But the Osama bin Laden tape, I'm sure, indicates that Osama bin Laden is still a motivating force for jihadist Islamic extremists throughout the world. And so we have to stay after him. But any chance of finding out Osama bin Laden's connection with this bombing vanished when the decision was made without consulting any of our intelligence heads by apparently the Justice Department, with directions to low level of the FBI, to give this individual a trial in civil court, which then gave him his Miranda rights, and he was lawyered up. He was cooperating until he got a lawyer. Now that makes it almost impossible for us to pursue the leads that the Christmas bomber might have. That, to me, is unbelievable.
And I concur. It's unbelievable that we cannot pursue the leads because the spigot was cut off. McCain certainly himself knows what that's like as somebody who was a prisoner of war for so long. And here he's absolutely right. Why they let him do that and why he could then lawyer up is ridiculous. Again, avoiding the whole enemy combatant, terror use of those words makes no sense to me whatsoever. So we move from that to the blunders, the financial blunders, and all that entails, moving closer toward Bernanke and whether or not he should be confirmed. Ultimately, who's responsible for this mess that we find ourselves in, and why isn't somebody being held accountable? And here's what he had to say on that.
I think that, as the president said, there's responsibility. There was a failure. And as soon as we find out the depth of those failures, obviously I think there should be changes made. Otherwise, we really are not addressing the personnel side of it. The other side of it is we ought to look at what we've done with the reorganization of government and the creation of massive new bureaucracies and whether we've actually improved our ability to stop these attacks from taking place.
All right, so from the attacks ultimately to Bernanke and whether or not he should be fired or somebody should be fired.
I'm very skeptical about his nomination. I'm worried that if his nomination is turned down, the effect that it might have. But the fact is that Chairman Bernanke was in charge when we hit the iceberg, and his policies were partially responsible for the meltdown that we experienced. I think that he should be held accountable.
All right, so you hear what he said, somebody should be held accountable. And if you really listen to everything that McCain said there when he was talking about bin Laden and then government and how much bureaucracy, I think, is what he was getting at, it's been created, and ultimately Bernanke going down to that, it comes down to the same thing. Who's steering the ship? I don't understand. any job, and all of you out there employed or self-employed or whatever, ultimately, right, the buck stops somewhere. I mean, I wish I had a job where I had zero responsibility, and it didn't matter. I didn't feel like working today. I thought I would get a suntan, or I forgot to do that because I was out to lunch for a couple of extra hours. And you know what happens, certainly in a office that runs well or in an organization that runs well, they'll only tolerate so much. It seems like in the government, you have a lot of rope. You get a lot of rope. And unfortunately, in some of these scenarios that unfold, it's the taxpayer, it's you and me, that suffer as a result of it. Our safety, right? Our safety. Ultimately, the coffers and our future. Because if we're paying into the system, you think I'm ever going to see Social Security? You think half of the people my age and younger are going to see Social Security? Matt won't see a dime of it. And I don't think I will either. I think anyone in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, you'll be real lucky to get any money back from the money that you paid in. I thought about this the other day because you get these little things in the mail. Have you guys gotten these things in the mail? They're green and the outside says, I'm not trying to be a rain on everyone's parade, but you get the Social Security envelopes that Social Security in them. And you open it, ooh, so depressing. And then they lay out all those years, what you've earned. You can go back and you can see all the jobs and what it was. And what they estimate your take will be. If you retire at 65, it'll be this. If you retire at 70, it'll be this. Boy, that's a scary little leaflet to look at. One, because usually the number isn't incredibly significant. But more than that, the chances that you'll actually get a check for that amount of money with the way the funds are being mishandled in our monetary system, you have to, in my brain, I've just completely written it off. That would be like found money. That would be like that money that you find in your jeans when you go to do the wash, because I'm not counting on it the way things are happening. So when I talked about that Pew poll in a previous moment and where people ranked everything and Social Security concerns were right up there, of course they're right up there because we're paying into it. They're taking it out of our checks, and it's not going to be there in the end. When we come back on the flip side, I'll talk more about Ben Bernanke and also the blunders afoot on the Capitol. Stay with us, everyone.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Everybody, welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, the question is, should the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke be fired? And when I say be fired, not get confirmed for that second term. They're scrambling, the Democrats are, to get the 60 in the Senate. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, pretty much is not going to go the way of Ben Bernanke. He's gonna vote no on that confirmation. Here's the way I look at it. The good old boys club. You look at the Citigroups, you look at Goldman Sachs and their incredible profit making machines and what that has done to the economy, what it threatens to do to the economy. And they basically gave the Wall Street guys a free pass to wreck the economy, to destroy it. So moving forward, somebody has to be accountable. And because he didn't stand up to the financial industry, put his hands in his pockets and turned his back, I think he needs to be fired. He could have gone up against the wall, the Wall Street wall, and he didn't do it. And I think that was a big, big mistake. Burying his head in the sand is what I'm going to call it. Others have a different point of view. But the good call, and even though he was dealt a rough hand, okay, but that's the job and the financial system that he inherited. The confusion and the cost and the transition and going back to the bailouts and threatening the economy, I got to put it on his doorstep. And the reconfirmation would be a huge mistake. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I am actually going to agree with you on this one. So
yeah, I think somebody has to be held accountable. It's ridiculous, and he blew it. I mean, yes, he had a rough hand, but he could have stood up against them, and he didn't do it.
Well, and then, you know, and his response was, well, we just didn't see what was coming, you know, and I'm like...
That's not good enough.
You're supposed to know what's possible, you know, both sides of it. What good can come of something and what bad can come of something, and I just don't buy it when he says, well, we didn't see what was coming, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, but, and I'm not sure that he could have done much because he kind of got into the game late, like you said, you know, it was kind of the thing he inherited, you know, but, still, I think there's a lot of people out there just don't feel comfortable with him in that position and that, you know, well, what is he not looking at right now that could make things go worse?
Right, and I think it would send a huge message to this administration that the public isn't buying the baloney that they're pushing on us as far as the financial front is concerned, and that we need some fundamental changes.
Yeah, plus the fact that, you know, he just apologized about it. I'm just like, okay, we've lost trillions of bucks and out millions of people are out of jobs right now, but let's just apologize. Sorry, I've still got my bacon and eggs in the fridge. I don't know about you guys, but anyways.
Exactly.
So, hey, listen, so did you catch any of the games at all? Or?
Catch any of the games? Of course, I was glued to the tube. I watched the Jets fold to the Colts, and then I saw what happened with the Vikings and the Saints, and Childress with the bungle with the 12 guys on the field, and sadly Brett Favre and the interception. And boy, I thought it was the Vikings to take, but the Saints go marching to Miami, so good for them.
Yeah, you know, and I'm actually going to pull. I think the Colts are going to win the game probably, but I just figure, heck, they've never won a, you know, they've never been there, they never won one, and you know, it's a good chance. Who knows? With a little luck, hurricane will blast them this coming year, you know, and just kidding. But, you get the good while the getting's good, right? So.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Saints, too, I think, in this one. The Colts are favored, because they already have a Super Bowl. I agree with that philosophy, and that was just a couple of years ago. And they're favored by 4 points right now on the board.
Yeah. But also, I don't know if you heard, but as of today, they think officially Avatar has passed Titanic.
I saw Avatar on Friday. I went to see a late show with a couple of people, and I saw the regular version of Avatar, because now they have Avatar IMAX, Avatar 3D. And I have to say that I liked it. I was kind of skeptical as to how I would feel about it. I don't know why. Maybe it was just too much hype or something. But I thought it was pretty well done. I mean, it was worth seeing it. It was like this love story wrapped into the whole idea that was veiled, I think, as you know, war versus the Earth, Mother Earth, and all that. But it was pretty good.
Right. Well, did you you didn't see it in 3D then, or?
I didn't see it in 3D. I saw it just straight up.
Oh, I've heard everybody told me once, people that have seen it straight up, seen both, that you've got to see it in 3D. But
did you see it in 3D?
Yeah.
And you liked it in 3D?
I don't know. I've never gotten into 3D too much, so, you know, it was just kind of hokey. Yeah, I guess it got ruined because I had heard a review, you know, that it was just a bunch of, James Cameron liberal politics, and there was a lot of that in it, you know, but it still was a great story. A lot of, you know, the special effects are unbelievable, and, you know, the dude's got the top two grossing films of all time outside of Dawn of the Wind, so, you know,
That's what I said. It's cost him $500 million to make it or something, or no, $500 million to make it, $500 million to make it, and look at what it's grossed, and it passed Titanic. We talked about that on the previous show. That's the biggest sci-fi international release of all time.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know that I'd give it Best Picture. You know,
when
the Oscars roll around, you know, because it wasn't really kind of a, you know, actors stand out in the roles that they're in. You know, it was just kind of like, you know, five or six roles that were all rolled together. And I was happy to see that Sigourney Weaver didn't make any reference to any of the Alien films and any of her jokes I saw throughout the movie. But I'll tell you what I did see, by the way. I caught that Legion. It was hokey.
Really? So it wasn't scary, it was hokey.
No, I just thought the plot, everything about it was just like, I think I've seen a lot of this before, but, and then I also caught that Leap Year, And, of course, you know how much of a big crush I have on Amy Adams, which, by the way, she's about to give birth for her first child. She has an article on her in the paper. But that was a fun, I mean, that was just a cute movie. I mean, it, you know, like a, and it was mostly filmed in Ireland. Boy, is that some good, every time I see pictures of Ireland, you got to admit, it's got some beautiful country there, you know, with all the green rolling hills and the cliffs and all that. And boy, you know what? Them Irish know how to dance. I got to admit that.
You played into all the stereotypes. Those Irish know how to dance.
but I still think us English are ahead of them. You know what I mean? I would highly recommend that to anybody who wanted to go on a date or married couple or whatever out there. Or, you know, it was just it was a really well done, cute movie. I mean, you know, there weren't any. You know, wild things that you're shaking your head at. No, not at all. So definitely good flick to see. But anyway, I guess the hype up, what is this stuff about playing the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl? And what kind of what is that kind of bowl, Kate? I mean, like, shake your head. So all the guys that are on the Colts and the Saints that are Pro Bowlers don't get to play? I mean.
Yeah, the backups play and they get to play not in Hawaii. They get to play in Miami, and they get to play a week before the Super Bowl. The idea was that people have lost interest in football, and they're not watching the Pro Bowl, and this is a way you have that break in between, and this is a way to keep people interested in football and gear up toward the Super Bowl, and maybe it'll work, and the ratings will be better, and then, you know, if you happen to be on the team that's going to the Super Bowl, you don't play, but then the other backup, the guy who was chosen behind, would get to play, and yeah, I think it's a little weird. We'll see how it works ratings-wise. I think that's what Roger Goodell, the commissioner, was hoping for, to get more hype for the big game and to get more people focused on the Pro Bowl.
Okay, so you're saying it's all about ratings and all that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And the NFL's not making enough money right now, right? I mean, they're just barely making it, right?
They're not even the middle class. They're poverty stricken.
Gosh, I can't believe it. But I guess Romo's taken, and McNabb both got named to go today, so. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, great. They get to go to, like, you really want to see them there. Wouldn't you rather have seen your Cowboys playing at the Super Bowl? But, hey, we'll see. We'll see if they get the ratings, because that was the idea. Keep people interested.
I'll see next year. Next year it'll be in Dallas. So that's why I think Brett Favre might not come back. So he might just say, gosh, if I make it to the Super Bowl, I got to play in Dallas. So.
Yeah, forget it. I want to play there because it would be a disaster. Very funny. Don, you take care.
See ya.
Interesting. Coming up, we've got the blunder of the day. You're going to love this one, too. It's pretty interesting. I'm going to end this segment on this quick story I saw. They say the search for aliens should start on Earth, not outer space. There's a scientist who's pushing for this. I could not make this stuff up. It always seems to come out of the UK. This professor, Paul Davies, says he's going to tell a meeting at the Royal Society that the best way of proving that extraterrestrial life exists elsewhere in the universe is to use evidence from Earth. So the meeting is going to include people from NASA, the European Space Agency, the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs. Did you know the UN had an Office for Outer Space Affairs? I had no idea. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence, that program, they're all going to be here. And the notion is we could look in deserts and volcanic vents and salt-saturated lakes and the dry valleys of the Antarctic, places where ordinary life struggles to survive, to find some weird microbes that belong to the shadow biosphere. Great. Look amongst yourselves. If you see any aliens, give me a call, 800-259-5791.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Freeze frame, I bet Brett Favre wishes he had that interception back. That's one photograph that appeared all over the country that I'm sure he hated seeing it, or even that slice of video. You know, you watch ESPN enough and you see it over and 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 over again. So if you're a big fan of the Vikings, I'm sure you didn't watch. Just like the Jets fans, they went underground. They were touting the praises of the Jets. And then as soon as the Jets lost to the Colts, boom, they have disappeared. That's usually what happens. The one who boasts the most, then suddenly they're out of sight. All right, my blunder of the day. And by the way, I have a blunder of the day, excuse me, on my website. If you go to americatonight.net, this one is just too good to pass up. You know, they did that, the Copenhagen thing, the Copenhagen Climate Summit in Denmark. And I was wondering what the price tag for that was. The actual figure they're saying, you had 15 Democrats, 6 Republican congressmen, you had food and rooms for 2 nights. That cost the taxpayers, that means you and me, $4,406 tax dollars. Okay? Think about that. Was it worth it? What did we get out of that? Then you then there were others who actually went a little bit ahead. So you had some that spent a little bit more than that. So the actual number is a tad higher. And I happened to see, it was somebody did a story on it. Some network did a story on it. And they actually went down to the flights and talked about 59 House and Senate staff that flew commercial during the Copenhagen rush. They paid the government rates, which was five for 10,000 each. So that was almost $500,000. Then you had three military jets. That was 168,000 for the flight time. So the bill, pretty much, if we crunched all the numbers, if I were at the government office and I had to get all of the paperwork in, and I was going through the junket for this fact-finding mission or swaying mission or whatever you want to call it, you can chalk that up to over a cool $1.1 million. But that doesn't even include the Obama folks who attended, and there was 60 of those. Yeah. Now, a lot of people that went would tell you, well, listen, we're laying groundwork for the global treaty. That's why we were there. It was important to be there. Congressman Waxman said he thought he should be there because it wasn't a pleasure trip, and the idea was to leave an impression. So I hope we left the United States, all these different people that went that represented all of us. I hope we left a good impression, for goodness sake, on Copenhagen. To me, did we have to send that many? Did that many people have to go? Did that many people, politics-wise, get anything out of it that will be useful to us really in the future? Really? And we're talking about this outrageous deficit we have, and then the president saying he's going to have a freeze and any organization that they don't need, that can suffer a 5% cut, they'll take it, and we need to do something because of this deficit we're in. So money like that is spent for what? Come on. Especially when Americans are saying that global warming is last on their list of concerns. Last out of like 60 different things. Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty good. First of all, I've seen one of them little aliens one time when I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back seat of a Camaro, and we were going to a county fair, and I seen Gazoo, a Flintstones driving, semi come up behind us, but that was the first and last time I ever did that kind of drug, too, so.
Good for you.
It ever since, man, that scared me to death. I said, you people are crazy in hell doing this stuff.
Yeah, acid or LSD, forget it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was, you guys are nuts. Give me the green stuff back. I'll just smoke that and be happy.
That's right.
I think you're kind of SOL. You know, you say you hope they left a good impression on Copenhagen. Hell, they can't leave a good impression on their own American people.
Exactly, you know, my point.
It's just to put them in. We're in trouble, man. They're guaranteed Copenhagen is like, look at these morons spending all this money. They are idiots. They're talking about being green, and they're spending more money and putting a bigger carbon footprint than all of China.
Exactly. Using these flights and having the aid to the aid to the congressman go. Why do they need to go? I just do not get it.
I don't either. And you know, we're supposed to be broke. And, you know, I will have to say, the Scott Brown thing last week was just fantastic, because now all of a sudden they said the other day the Obama people are reinventing Barack Obama. They're going to reinvent him to be more populist, mm-hmm. to do what more people want. Now, I thought when you vote somebody in, you vote them because you like their policies to begin with. I didn't think they were supposed to change and change again and change. I mean, when he said we need change, did we mean his personality and his outlook on things?
Well, exactly.
He's just, what a jackass.
Well, here's the thing. You're absolutely right. They ran on change. What was it? The specific line was, change we can believe in. But all of that change we can believe in, you can make excuses. Oh, it's the first year. Oh, the Bush people. First of all, they got to drop the whole blame it on the Bush people, because you got to move forward. And it's not the Bush people now at this point with the things that we've been talking about, with the blunders of the Christmas Day bombing, with what's happened moving forward with the stimulus that was a bust. Who's employed by the stimulus? Give me a break. So you can't pin that on the previous administration. They just should cut that out of the conversation. And a change you can believe in. What change? What have they done so far, they being the administration?
Oh, he's changed a lot. Let's see. He spent more money in his first year than earlier the present or previous 43 presidents combined. He's spent more time in the air than any other president before him. He was going to push health care through. He was going to pass it. He was going to push it through. We got to get it through. He went and spoke for three Democrats, and all three of them got their butts kicked in the elections.
Absolutely. And so, you had Martha Coakley. Didn't help Martha Coakley with Scott Brown, going against Scott Brown, no.
Martha, who are you talking about? I'm talking about Marcia Coakley, you know, the big friend of the Kennedys, Marcia Coakley.
Right, they didn't know her name.
I swear that was, I'm telling you, that Sunday was like one of the most classic days to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were all dropping the ball so bad, and it was just so funny. But, yeah, like I said, if they all went over there, they had no business going to Copenhagen. Copenhagen's a joke anyway, the whole green, go green. And now they've proven go green is going to make more money for these people.
It's a money game.
Right,
it's just a money game, and the bottom line is you didn't need 120 people to represent the United States there. You could have done that much cheaper than $1.1 million. That was unnecessary.
Well, honestly, I think the president being there is enough. You know, maybe both sides of the fence, you know, a Senate minority leader, Senate majority leader, you know, maybe a congressperson. And that was really all you need over there. You don't need all them other jokers over there.
That's right.
They were over there on a sightseeing tour. And see how many of them took their wives. How many of them took their spouses?
Yeah, I don't know, but you're right. There might be a bunch that took spouses. You're right.
I guarantee they took. Hey, honey, you want to go to Copenhagen?
Sure.
We'll go over to Amsterdam. We'll get high and go to the red light district.
That's right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But either way it goes, like I said, you know, he's supposed to be fiscally responsible, and he's probably the most fiscally irresponsible president we've ever had. So. And I'm not going to quit dogging until he's out of office, so it really don't matter.
All right, Stu, you go. Thanks. I'm going to leave you with this. Kind of on the heels of what Stu in Kentucky was just talking about. It was Benjamin Franklin who said, "Well done is better than well said."
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.